How many friends have you made today? Chapter 12, Morning Ritual. Celestia feels that same old internal clock of hers starting to go off. Seems the time to raise the sun had come again. She lets out a sad sigh. This routine is going to be the death of her. As her eyes slowly flutter open, she feels a catch in her breath. What is this scent that's in the air? She lifts her head from her pillow and looks down to whatever is causing the scent that fills her muzzle. She finds none other than Anonymous. Her mind slowly turns the details around in her head as she tries to remember why he's here. She then feels her thoughts settle as that swell in her heart returns. She smiles a little to herself. How Anon listened to her tale, how he introduced himself to her. She feels as if she's a new mare today, and she would jump in joy if it were not she was in bed. She leans in and nuzzles him gently while he sleeps. She knows that he isn't even aware of what she's doing, but she's truly grateful that she found a friend like him. A smile of hers never leaves as she carefully climbs out of bed, making sure Anon doesn't wake. She walks over to the balcony and looks over the darkened horizon. She watches as her sister's moon gently makes its final descent. Once the moon had cleared the sky, Celestia uses her magic to bring the light of another day. The sun seems to shine especially bright this morning, as if reflecting her mood. She looks over her shoulder and back to Anon as he continues to rest peacefully. She walks over to the side of the bed, never removing her eyes from him.
So peaceful,
she whispers.
Well, enough of that.
She leaps into the air and comes landing onto the empty side of the bed. Anon is launched into the sky with a yelp of surprise. She catches him with her magic and gently rests him back to where he laid before.
Sleep well?
She asks him with a mischievous grin.
It could have been better,
Anon says with a slightly irritated tone. Celestia giggles at him.
Oh, don't be such a gouge. It's time to wake up.
He sits up and rubs his eyes a bit.
What time is it?
Exactly 5 in the morning.
He looks at her with a deadpan expression. He falls onto his back again, eyes firmly shut.
Ugh, good night,
he states.
Come now, this is no time for sleep.
She picks him up with her magic and gradually gets out of bed. Anon is currently unsure of what she's doing as she trots towards the bathroom.
Celestia?
She looks to him.
Where are you taking me?
To the restroom, of course,
she states matter-of-factly.
Why?
Things are getting weird.
Well, you need a bathe. To be honest, you stink.
What?
He smells himself. How long has it been?
Alright, I agree. However, why are you taking me to the bathroom?
To help you bathe.
Alright, that's enough weirdness Anon can handle this early in the morning.
Tia.
Anon sounds serious.
Yes?
Put me down.
She stops her shot as she floats him in front of her.
What's the matter?
She asks. He looks at her as if she's crazy.
What's the matter? You're trying to bathe me!
She raises a brow, confused.
No, I was going to bathe with you.
Anon feels his face slowly becoming red. What's going on here?
Alright.
He takes in a long breath.
So how do I put this? Oh, are you insane?
He starts to struggle in her magic, but she holds him firmly. She doesn't want to drop him and possibly cause him injury.
What's the matter?
She asks as she concentrates her magic to hold him still.
We can't bathe together!
Why?
He sputters, unsure how to respond.
Why? That's like not something people do!
Now Celestia was confused. Ponies often like to bathe with close friends, not to mention help with those hard-to-reach places. For unicorns, it's rather easy, but for most of the other races, having some pony else there really helps the process. Anon can see how confused she is, so he takes a few deep breaths to calm himself. The chances are is that she has no idea what's going on.
Alright, let me try to explain.
He thinks for some time.
So, I can assume ponies bathe with each other or something?
Celestia nods.
Okay, now that I think about it, that makes sense. Must suck to try to wash your back.
He rubs his face some in thought.
Well, humans aren't like that. When we bathe, we do it alone.
Something new about his culture. Celestia always finds it fascinating to hear about his people. However, this comes as news to her. She wasn't aware that they bathed alone. It seems so foreign, like how minotaurs bathe.
Is the idea of bathing with me uncomfortable for you?
She asks, and Anon nods his head.
Yes.
Do humans always bathe alone?
Well...
He pauses.
Some humans don't. Babies obviously need the help of their parents until they're old enough. And others, they will bathe with... well... lovers.
Lovers? Celestia feels her face light up a little. To think humans find such a simple act so intimate astounds her on some level. Now that she thinks about it.
Anon.
She sets him down. He looks at her as she looks away in embarrassment.
Yeah?
The other night, when we disrobed you. Was that wrong?
Anon didn't forget that little memory. He clears his throat some.
Well, Wrong isn't really the word I'd use, just something very personal and intimate.
Celestia thinks she's getting the idea now.
Is being nude something done amongst lovers for your people?
Anon nods.
Yeah.
Jeez. He did not expect his morning to turn out like this. Celestia on the other hoof now understands why he was a touch shy that morning. To think she may have been sending messages to him that she wasn't even aware of.
Forgive me, Anon, I was unaware of this. I would like to request that you tell me if I'm doing something that makes you feel uncomfortable.
He gets it. Boy, does he get it. His starting months in Equestria taught him how ponies have no concept of personal space. Sure, they keep their distance from him, but he saw a few of them hugging total strangers as if it were natural. Pinky being the pony that comes to mind more times than not.
No need to apologize. I thought I told Luna about it before, and I guess I forgot to do that.
He admits, and Celestia looks to the restroom, then back to Anon.
May I make a request?
I guess.
Anon says hesitantly. Celestia stretches her wings some.
My wings are rather tough to clean on my own, even with magic. Can you help me?
She looks back to him.
I will understand if you do not wish to help. I will not ask any further if that is not something you want to do.
Anon rubs the back of his neck, unsure. Well, he really isn't on Earth anymore. It's not like he's gonna bathe with her. He's just gonna help her with her wings. What's so wrong about that? He can think of it like washing a dog, who hasn't done that before.
Sure.
He agrees.
Thank you.
She waves her wing for him to follow. Anon follows behind her, she enters into her bathroom. As they clear the door, Anon feels something odd happen. He quickly looks around in shock. This is no bathroom. He looks back to see the door to Celestia's room now closed. And then he looks back to her, she smiles at him.
Teleportation rune on the door.
She waves a hoof further into the room.
Welcome to the Royal Bathhouse.
She isn't lying either. This entire room is probably half the size of her throne room. In the center is a bath that would put an Olympic-sized pool to shame. Celestia walks to the side of the bath and runs her hoof inside of it. She looks over to Anon and beckons him forward.
Touch it.
She leans her head towards the water. He walks over to her and gives a brief pause. He looks down to the water as he takes a knee to get closer. Gingerly does he lower his hand into the steaming water below, and to his surprise, he finds that it's not that hot. Perfect for bathing, in fact.
It's fed directly from a hot spring.
She informs him.
I gotta say, Tia, you've got some class.
He says in awe of this place, and she giggles as she takes a step into the large pool.
I do afford myself some luxury.
Anon finds his mind coming back to what is happening again. He can't stop the emotions that are welling up inside of him. All in his life, he was taught that a time like this should be personal for a human. Yet here he is, Celestia, his best friend, entering into a body of water. He looks around again. Can this even be considered a bathroom? To be honest, he was expecting a traditional tub and shower. He has no idea why. Celestia looks over at Anon and finds him stock still where he stands. She feels her enthusiasm fall at how nervous he is.
I'm making you uncomfortable, aren't I?
Anon shakes his head some.
No. Just taking in the whole picture here.
She can tell that he's lying as clear as day.
Really, you don't need to do this for me.
She doesn't want to force him to do anything that he wouldn't want to do. Anon sucks up his feelings and decides to man up. This isn't weird at all, at least here in Equestria.
I'm fine, honestly.
Celestia gives him a nod as she submerges her body some. Anon has no idea what to do right now. Should he sit by the edge? Is he gonna wash and then he helps her after?
I'm gonna level with you, Tia.
Celestia looks at him.
I have no idea.
That's all that leaves him as he feels something tackle him from behind. He goes flying forward and straight into the drink. He struggles some, but feels something wrapped firmly around his chest. He's lifted to the surface as he gasps for air. He clears the water from his eyes as he feels his back pressed firmly against fur.
One should not bathe in such things.
He knows that voice. Luna. He can hear the twinkle of her horn as a bright flash blinds him briefly.
Luna!
Celestia looks to her sister in shock. She had Anon pressed firmly against her barrel. Not only that, but now he's naked. The waterline keeps her from seeing anything, but she knows that this isn't what she intended. Luna looks to her sister with a large grin as if nothing is wrong.
A fine morning to bathe, is it not?
She asks.
Luna, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Celestia scolds her some. Luna raises a brow at her.
We are simply enjoying a bath with our friend. Is that not what you intended to do?
Celestia is about to say something, but Anon raises his hand to stop her. She looks at him, and he has a small grin on his lips. She honestly wasn't expecting him to look so calm.
She doesn't know, Tia.
He says.
I can forgive her this time.
Forgive me for what?
Luna angles her head to the side some so she could face Anon.
Humans view being naked and taking baths with people differently than ponies, Luna.
The fact that Anon is speaking so steadily definitely is surprising Celestia.
Pray, what are these differences?
Luna asks.
We only bathe with lovers. The same thing can be said about being naked.
he says. Luna's brow rises gradually as she tries to process what she just heard. So what is she doing right now? Her face slowly becomes red as she understands what's happening. However, she can't find herself letting him go, as if it would only make things more awkward if she did.
Well, we find no harm in enjoying your company while we bathe.
Luna stutters out.
What say you?
Anon looks down into the water. It's rather murky due to all the fine bubbles that are rising, and despite the fact that he can feel Luna pressed firmly against himself, he can't say that he's really against this idea. Sure, he's naked, and that honestly is making him feel really uncomfortable. However, this is more like a pool than a bathtub. Plus, they can't see anything anyway, so why not try and join into something that they find culturally acceptable? It can be like those weird bathhouse things from Japan. Those are legit, right? Yeah, I'm fine with that. It's nice to see that Anon is accepting things bit by bit every single day. Though it does kind of make you think of how far he'll go before he reaches his limit. Anyways, let's get on to our exceptional donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Cage, RuneScythe9852, Hansel Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.